Larry, Larry Bell, Bell, 42855, 1/11/2026. Patient is a 70-year-old gentleman, was seen today at his residence on Ennis Street in Houston, Texas, for possible hospice and palliative care evaluation, period. Patient has a history of COPD, ankle pain right side, hip pain left side, DJD, spinal stenosis, and chronic pain, period. New paragraph, patient is a single 70-year-old gentleman with no children. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. Allergy, he has no drug allergy. Surgery, he had mouth surgery, but that's the only surgery that he can remember. Family history, mom died of sort of cancer. Doesn't know what dad died of. He died a long time ago. Medications includes Norvasc 5 milligram a day, Aricept 5 milligram a day, Norco 7.5 as needed for pain. Tramadol, currently, because he's out of Norco, Ambien 5 milligram, albuterol inhaler, period. Patient states that he does wear diapers. He has issues with incontinence, especially with bladder, period. He lives by himself. He's in need of a provider. He's quite weak. He has a hard time walking. He gets very short of breath with activity, period. He's alert. He's able to give history quite well. He's lost about 10 pounds in the past few months and has had decreased appetite. His blood pressure is 140 over 80, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, O2 sat 100% with a pulse of 101. Heart positive, swarm positive, is 3 lungs, few ronchi and rals. Abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with an illusion, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows mild edema, 1+. Assessment, 70-year-old gentleman with COPD, tobacco abuse, no need of oxygen at this time, with excellent O2 saturation, period. He does have ADL dependency, he does have and requires the help of provider to be able to live at home, period. He does have mild dementia on Aricept. But some bowel and bladder incontinence, has had some weight loss, is able to, and has had some weight loss related to his COPD as well as COPD as well as his chronic pain. Period. He does have histospinal stenosis, and sees Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N, Khan, K-H-A-N, as his primary care physician, who have asked for the records to be sent to us for evaluation regarding for hospice and palliative care evaluation at home. Thank you.